If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Good morning, Rude.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Just fine. It's been so long.
Exactly. I've missed you madly.
Oh, I have too.
So a lot of news, obviously, over the weekend. Where do we start? First of all, as I was saying, Hillary Clinton will recover from pneumonia, but sadly, this plays... I was saying, like, on cue yesterday, who was it? Chris Cillizza had a piece in the Washington Post. Oh, now her health is an issue in the campaign. And this is before they diagnosed even it came out that it was pneumonia, right?
Right, right. And, I mean, you know, two things come to mind. One is, I was actually a little bit not glad that she was sick, but I was glad from I was glad there was a distraction from our usual wallowing in 9/11. That we do every year. And
I love, by the way, Rudy Giuliani was on. He said, on Stephanopoulos, he goes, I normally don't talk politics on 9/11. I'm like, are you kidding? You've
right.
made an entire career of politicizing 9/11.
Oh, yeah. And you know, everybody, there were people upset at the football players that were, you know, doing national anthem sit downs or taking a knee or raising a fist. How dare they do it on 9/11? Kate Upton was upset about it. Kate Upton!
Aye, aye, aye.
And but the other thing is that, you know, Clinton should have said on Friday, look, I've got pneumonia, you know, sorry, I can't go to the 9/11 ceremony. She was caught because
right.
anytime the Trump campaign belches out some rumor, the media reports it like, well, it might be true.
Right.
It might be true.
I mean, Rude, this is what I said, and I was saying people that know her that were on TV even this morning said, if anything, that's her fault is that she never stopped pushing herself. And
right.
you're absolutely right. Like they were saying when she was Secretary of State, when she was, and you're absolutely right. You're going because of all this phony BS that the Trump campaign has put out. She probably felt even more like, oh, I got to keep powering on.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. No, I think so. And I think, you know, it was a calculation. What's going to make her seem weaker, to say I'm sick and can't go to the ceremony, or to go to the ceremony in the hopes that she would be able to just maintain through it.
Right.
And, you know, and not for nothing, there's a good chance she was wearing a Kevlar vest.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And you
make it sound like for an hour and a half, right, as I was saying, that
right.
Congressman Crowley was saying, I was sweating through my suit and had to drink like a gallon of water, you know?
Yeah, now put a Kevlar vest on. And we know Trump wears one usually when he's out in public. And so... Yeah, it's gonna be ridiculous. It's not that it was really a lovely day yesterday.
Right.
But still, you're there in Lower Manhattan with thousands of people. It's gonna be a bit of an incubator.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what I was saying is my hope is that she does take care of herself because and not feel the pressure like, oh, I gotta get back out there as soon as possible because of, again, the Trump campaign BS, right?
No, I think what she needs to do, I think she needs to take the week, you know,
right.
stay home, rest, you know, let Bill bring her chicken soup, whatever it is that he does between, you know, women. And
there you go.
Yeah, I know.
I made it myself.
It was an easy Monday joke. And so, and then come back out and have some kind of kick-ass press conference and then, you know, just bend over Trump at the debate and ream him.
You meant that metaphorically, I'm sure, Rude.
Sure.
I think that is Putin's job.
Rude tweeted, of course, the way only Rude can. One thing's for sure, all of Trump's voters are pathetic holes. Dumber than dirt, too.
Yep.
I mean, I said this. Like, she was lowballing this. It is amazing. All the things Donald Trump has said, and that's some sort of horrible misspeak that she shouldn't have said half. It's like, okay, you look at the polling, like I was saying, Rude, and it's more than half.
Oh,
think
yeah.
the president isn't American, thinks he's a Muslim.
That wasn't born in America. And then did you see Trump put out this ad this morning?
No, God,
called
no.
called Deplorables.
Mm.
And it says, you know, speaking to wealthy donors, Hillary Clinton called tens of millions of Americans deplorable. First of all, I want to know where they're getting this friggin' number of tens of millions of Americans. What they're doing
right.
is they're extrapolating from the polls and saying that, you know, because he's getting 40% of the vote, it must be 20% of the American people it falls into that category. And then it shows people at his rallies, people like you and you
Right.
You
and you and you.
Well, and first of all, she said in her original statement, you know, it's I'm grossly generalizing, but, you know, and then she also said it. I mean, clearly it got a laugh the way she said it. It's just like, I know, you're like, oh, of course this is going to be where she just has to say I didn't mean half. But it is incredible, right?
Oh,
that
yeah.
You
yeah.
go, really? David Duke and other white supremacists are publicly supporting you. You can take any, like I say, if you watch the clips from his rallies of people using the N-word and yeah, hang the bitch and what and really
oh,
she's
yeah.
making some statement that's controversial.
Yeah, and the thing, the great thing about the ad is the ad doesn't say that, you know, we don't have racists, xenophobes, homophobes and sexists supporting us. The ad is just saying, don't worry, Donald doesn't think you're deplorable.
Right.
Donald
right.
is okay with it.
Right. You, I, but this, here we go with the mainstream media. You tweeted, you know, Betsy Woodruff tweeted, Heilman on ABC says HRC's basket of deplorables comment is close to the dictionary definition of bigoted. And you tweeted, for sake, hating someone for believing appalling things isn't the same thing as hating someone for their skin color.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Pointing out that some people are bigots is not.
Hitler was a very bad man. Oh, how dare
you, bigot.
Apparently it's like racism if you don't like racism. I don't get it. I you know, okay, yes, yeah. I understand there's a dictionary definition of bigoted that includes, you know, being against people for their ideas.
Yeah.
But it's not the same as saying that there are terrible ideas and you can say they're terrible and the people who hold them are terrible people.
Right.
So, and you know, as far as I'm concerned, every
What do you
Trump
have
voter,
against terrible every, people?
Every Trump voter is a deplorable. If you support Trump, you're a deplorable.
Yeah, that's what I said over the weekend, Rude, is okay, you know, you can say, oh, I'm not a racist, but you're okay with it. You're
yeah.
okay with being in the same, you know, group with David Duke and all of the things Donald Trump has said. You own all that.
That's right. That's who you're in bed with. Do you accept that? Are you cool
right.
with that? And I just sit there and think, you know, it's like somebody going, no, I ain't racist. I just support Donald Trump keeping the Mexicans out.
Right, right. You wrote a great piece, too, about the Commander-in-Chief Forum. You said, imagine if a Democrat had said what Donald Trump said last night. And you imagine all these Democrats, from Hillary to Bernie Sanders to whoever, saying the amount of things like the generals have been reduced to rubble. I'm going to get different generals. I think I'd have a very, very good relationship with Putin. He has an 82% approval rating. The VA is a corrupt enterprise. On and on, right, about the, you know, the cause of sexual assault in the military is the interaction of, you know, men and women in the military, we should set up a court system in the military, which of course already exists. Yeah, we should yeah. take the oil. You say, of course, Democrats didn't say any of these completely stupid, worthless, embarrassing, dangerous things. Donald Trump said all of them. You said if a Democrat had said any of that, right? I mean, that is right.
Oh, it would have been pitchfork and torches time. I mean, there would have been congressional investigations. There would have been nonstop media coverage of, you know, is Hillary Clinton an ally of Vladimir Putin? Are they you know, planning the overthrow of America?
Yeah.
It would have been if Hillary had said anything yeah. about the generals.
In fact, in particular, imagine Bernie Sanders saying all this stuff about Putin and Russia, yeah. right? See, told you, commie hippie Jew, told yeah. you about him.
Yeah, and then we had Giuliani on yesterday talking about the taking the oil thing, saying in war everything is legal, and it's like,
right?
No, dude, that's why we have war crimes.
Yeah. I mean, it really is.
But we torture people. What's the difference? Who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you mean all of those Vietnam War soldiers who got prosecuted for rape, you know, that was just oops, you know,
right.
we shouldn't have done it because everything's legal in war?
Right. Rude, you wrote another piece, interesting, just, and obviously this is the ongoing debate. Is this going to change anything, this Matt Lauer, the universal drubbing he took? You know, your headline is Matt Lauer gives away the game with Clinton and Trump. You say in some ways we owe him a debt of gratitude. His ludicrously shallow interviews with Clinton and Trump, a clear example, as you could ask for, the failure of the mainstream media in this election. And you're absolutely right, in the double standard.
Yeah. Hammering away at Hillary on the stupid email thing, and then, you know, just gliding over everything that Trump said.
But your point is just the one good thing that might come out of the pathetic failure of Matt Lauer is that the game was revealed, inflate every foible of Clinton's to earth-shattering importance, and shrink every lie and extreme position of Donald Trump to mere fluff. Do you feel like this might help in how the next debates are moderated?
I mean, I think that the media doesn't like to feel embarrassed, and I think that one of the things that came out of this is embarrassment and deep suspicion among not just, you know, the usual suspects, not just the Fox News viewers. I mean, it was across the board that people
An NBC executive admitted it was a disaster.
Yeah. So that actually puts a lot of pressure on Lester Holt, another NBC figure, to not look like a stooge when he's out there at the debate.
Right.
So I'm hoping that what this does is it actually toughens at least the first two presidential debates, although, you know, then we get Mike Wallace's, you know, loin leavings at the last debate moderating.
You have a good tip, by the way, for Hillary, and because he said he will not fact check that Clinton should say that Trump Chris Wallace's wife and see if he does any fact checking on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you going to be a truth squad now? You going to check the truth on that? Hey, look, Rudy was standing in the corner pleasuring himself watching. I know. Many people say that your wife is getting roughly...
Careful.
Yes, by many, many Republicans.
Right. Do you have any thoughts on that? No, but you know, you make the larger point so well about these. You say the idea that these newspapers and networks have a special fact check section with fiery pants and multiple Pinocchios is embarrassing. Right? Articles in a paper or stories on the news should be in themselves fact checks.
Yeah.
Right? You shouldn't have to fact check. You should say Donald Trump says he was against the Iraq War. That is provably demonstrably false.
Right. It shouldn't be. Yes. He said this. Now turn to Glenn Kessler and see if he agrees and see if he judges this true or false.
Right.
And when it's a fact, you're not offering any kind of opinion on policy at that point. You're just saying he said this thing. It's just not true.
Right.
CNN, you know, did that a couple of times of putting up, you know, chyrons that said, Trump says this, it's not true.
When Trump says climate change is a hoax, like he's, because I think it's invented by the Chinese, because the earth is flat, like there should be something where you're able to go, right? I mean...
No, every reporter at this point should just have a buzzer that they just hit every time Trump says an outright lie.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Sorry, Mr. Trump. We've got it. We've got to hit the buzzer on that one.
Right. That'll be a short segment.
By the way, I was traveling this weekend. You tweeted in an ordinary election this Fahrenthold article would be the end of Trump. Which thing is this that I've missed?
Yes. Which one of a million things
that should have ended his career, right? His campaign.
David Fahrenthold did this incredible amount of reporting, trying to find charitable donations that Donald Trump himself has given.
Right.
And he could only find virtually every charity that Trump supposedly has given money to, either got money from the Trump Foundation, and which Trump has not contributed to since 2008.
Right.
And so,
and you know, all this is in his tax returns. But go ahead.
Yeah. And so Trump is taking credit for giving money when it is just money that other people donated to the Trump Foundation that he is re-gifting.
Wow. Right. And oftentimes to buy gifts for himself, I understand. That was
The $20,000 6-foot-tall painting of him and Tim Tebow's helmet.
Okay. Yeah. I can't take any more. All right. Rudeness, that was exceptionally rude. Yeah. And by the way, New York Sexy Liberal, you will very much enjoy my very rude rendition of Matt Lauer during the...
Interviewing Trump. Am I invited this time?
Yes.
Dang.
All right, let's do this. All right.
All right.
Love you.
Bye.
All right. October 1st. Next one coming up. Danny Kaye Theater, Hunter College. Let's do this. All right. Special celebrity guest like that guy. Cool. Rudeness.